Hey guys, happy Friday. How's everything going? Today is Friday, June 14th. We're looking at 8:38 a.m. Central Time. The broader markets are all down slightly. The Dow is down around 90 right now. We're looking at the NASDAQ is down 46, around 77.90. The Dow is trending around just over the 26,000 mark. S&P, let's see what the S&P is doing. We're looking at 28.82 down about $9 or 9 ticks. Today I wanted to tell you guys a quick story. This is just it's I think outside the box, guys. We'll get back into some of my trades a little later, but the space race. My big thing, as I said before, I travel for a living. I'm a baseball scout. So I travel all throughout baseball season. So when I come home, I kind of just try to for a few days relax a little bit, and about a year and a half ago I was really, really caught up in watching the NASA channel, you know, because they would show the view from the International Space Station, and it just was outstanding. And every so often that you'd see an interview, so I'd come off the road and my wife would tell baby girl, like, hey, dada's watching the NASA channel again, and then she'd come in and we'd watch it, or just lay there and watch, look at Earth basically. And all of a sudden, you know, I would get the Wall Street Journal here and there, and I saw a small article, and it's probably about a year and a half ago, and it talked about a company that was planning to mine an asteroid. And I was like, why? What's going on? You know, what billionaires want to get a return on investment. You know, I told my wife, I was like, after that, I was kind of noticing that Elon Musk and Jeff Bezos were sending rockets up every week, it seemed like. You know, Blue Origin and SpaceX, they were going up and they were kind of perfecting their re-entry so they could almost recycle the rockets and go again. And I was like, man, what is going on? And then I remembered Space Force was mentioned and things like that. And I was like, why are we going into space again? You know, after all these years, what's the big deal? And as I was, you know, continue to watch, you know, I just was wondering, what's the ROI? Billionaires want to get a return on investment. They're not just doing it for the culture. They're not doing it just for science. They're trying to get something out of this. And then, bam, early August 2018, I was watching the NASA channel at like 4 a.m. again, and I saw an interview with a scientist, and there was a gentleman sitting next to him as well, and it was a NASA scientist, and he was excitedly talking about an approved trip into space to where they could mine an asteroid in search of trace minerals from the beginning, basically early trace minerals from the beginning of time, so to speak. And I was like, wow, that's pretty good. Did he get a grant to do that? I mean, are we just doing this for research? What's going on? What's the real story? And the guy's talking, the scientist is talking about, you know, they're going to go out and they're going to look for just the stardust from the particles from the beginning of time. And I was like, wow, that's pretty cool. And the gentleman who was sitting next to him was just sitting there and watching. And it happened. The guy let the gentleman speak, and he kind of said, hey, I'm such and such, and I'm from Honeybee Robotics. And he spilled the beans. He said, yeah, we're excited to go up with NASA, and we won the contract, and they've also given us the rights to return to space, but the first trip, we're going to just get a small amount for research, and then we'll be able to return and grab a payload that could be potentially worth billions. And when he said that, I was like, that's the signal. They're not going out to try to find, intelligent life, or, hey, this is how Earth was started and the Big Bang or whatever, and debunk Christianity. They're looking for the money. The scientist was excited about the travel and the research, but the money, the return on investment. And then I started seeing things like, guys, you can write this down. H3, helium-3. That's a gas that's on the moon that can be mined. I think it's like maybe $1 million per quart Don't quote me on that. Kind of do your own research on that. I know rare earth minerals has been in the news lately. I've kind of been studying that for about a year or so, and it's kind of become popular. I'm tracking. I'm actually in some calls, and I have some the common stock of this ETF, REMX. It's not a buy, sell, or hold recommendation, just letting you know. But that kind of ties into what we were looking at. And the gentleman mentioned that on that asteroid, there are, I mean, you're looking at platinum, you're looking at different trace elements and minerals that are worth, that are, I don't know, extremely valuable on Earth, but they're going to mine that asteroid, as well as they mentioned a comet, which, I mean, yeah, that's why they had the applied mathematics for these guys to be able to land the rover on there. But the guy from Honeybee says they make the products that are able to drill into the asteroid and bring the payload back. So as I watched the video or watched the interview, you know, this is 4 a.m. So, I mean, it's just the audience is small. And I started noticing other little articles popping up here and there online. Started researching Honeybee Robotics, and it's a private company. And then I realized that everyone was positioning themselves for that space race. So I started scribbling down or writing down just names of companies. And first two were, you know, SpaceX with Elon Musk, Blue Origin with Jeff Bezos, Hawthorne, Hawthorn. These are not recommendations. This is just for research to move forward. If something catches your eye, you know, you might see some signal. I believe Hawthorne may be a privately owned company. Another one is a European satellite company, EUTELSAT. I believe it's Eutelsat. And then the three, your aerospace, are key players are Boeing, Raytheon, and Lockheed Martin. Big time in that Raytheon deal with United Technologies puts them in a strong position to expand from just defense, you know, going into the aerospace side of things. But as I moved forward, I saw other companies conducting partnerships and joint ventures with the big three. United Launch Alliance, ULA. They have a partnership with Boeing and Lockheed Martin. The Ariane Group, ARIANE Group. They have a joint venture with Airbus and Safran, SAFRAN. And then other tickers to kind of keep an eye on: Huntington Ingalls, HII. Teledyne, TDY, Esterline, Esterline, that's the name of the company, but the ticker is ESL, and again, last one is KTOS, Kratos Defense and Security Solutions. These aren't recommendations to buy, but it's a good chance to research, learn, and add to, add to the dossier of knowledge. And this is just not my outside the box episode, the space race, because I'm thinking next 10, 15, 20 years, this is just going to be like, wow, we're talking about Atari, Nintendo, and, you know, it's just a regular conversation. I think it's an amazing opportunity to move forward into the next, the next chapter of investing, next chapter of civilization, I think. Then that, when I think like that, we're looking at another generation. But my joke was, when Elon Musk sent Tesla to Mars, I guess, I told my wife that trunk is full of the hard wallets for crypto, and it's full of Bitcoin, you know, that kind of thing. So I just think there are so many opportunities, so many signals that are coming up, that we have to position ourselves or be in position where we gain knowledge, and we can help have our children in position to capitalize or be open-minded enough to, hey, let's take a chance on that. Once you vet it, do your research, take your time. And I'm not saying the time is now. If you're not ready, you're not ready. If it's time to investigate, educate yourself, and then, you know, trader psychology, investment psychology is tough because pulling the trigger is always there's doubt involved, like I said before, but there's also a phrase, an acronym, FOMO. They call it FOMO, the fear of missing out. Just like with all these IPOs, I'm kind of dovetailing into this. All the IPOs that pop out and they hit really hard, or they go parabolic, and everybody wants to hop in because it's the next big thing, and then it runs out of steam, pulls back, price finds its true positioning in the market. And, you know, or the penny stocks where you see it for 4 cents and you're like, man, I could spend $100 and I'd have just a load of that. And if it goes up just to $1, you know, I'll be rich. The pump and dump. So guys, be careful of that. Anyway, just as I move forward, we're going to look at the market a little bit later. I'll come back in probably midday, but I'm trying to watch a few of my positions and see how things are turning out. And the market's trying to turn around a little bit. It's coming off of lows. The Dow currently is back. It's still above 26K. It's down 63. S&P is at 2883, down 7. And let's see where the NASDAQ is right now. It's at 77.95, down 41, guys. So kind of bouncing around a little bit, and we'll see what the day holds. So keep an eye on the airlines going into Monday. There's a big event in Paris, and Boeing, Airbus, all the top airlines are going to be over there, and they're going to, well, I say airlines, it's going to be key for Boeing and Airbus for their orders, because orders have been down, and we'll see how it turns out, guys. So have a great day on this Friday, June 14th, and I'll touch base with you soon. Take care.